Now, the Vieille Charrue isn't just about music, it's about all sorts of other things. I've come to a stall here, which is held by Miriam. Could you just tell me what it is that you're providing here?
Yes, so I made a movie about periods, about the thing that comes in a woman's life every month, and it's called 28 jours, 28 days, because of the menstrual cycle. I'm here to talk about my movie, but Gaëlle is here to talk about a brand of biological tampons, because tampons are made of a lot of bad stuff for women. So we're here to talk about what you can use to live your period in the easiest way, and also to talk about menstrual precarity, because a lot of women don't have enough money to buy menstrual products. And so Gaëlle here has a brand, and if you buy a tampon from her brand, other tampons are given to women that are living in the street, homeless women.
And it's a particular problem for festival goers, do you think?
Yeah, because we don't think about it, but women during a festival have their period and they don't know how to do. If you use a menstrual cup, you don't have where to wash it. If you use a tampon, you have to remember that you have to change it every 4 hours. So what we see here is a lot of women coming and asking if they can take some tampons, because they forgive to bring with them tampons. So yeah, I think it's a subject that interests people. The festival.
Particularly women, I imagine.
Yeah.
It's something that we don't really think about when we think about a music festival.
Yeah, it's true.
But here on your desk, here on your stand, you've got lots of information about the product itself, the tampon itself. Could you tell me something about that?
Yeah, the thing that most strike my mind when I did the movie is about the glyphosate, because we talk a lot about the glyphosate and the fact that it is in what we eat, but actually it is also in the tampons that we use. And so you have other solutions to use other products that are not made of glyphosate and stuff, but people don't hear about it because big brands are very famous and they have the whole market, so that's a problem.
You always mentioned that you've made a film.
Yes.
Tell me about the film.
So the film in French, the title is 28 jours, donc 28 days, because of the cycle, and we made it last year. It's available on YouTube. You can watch it on YouTube. And it was very interesting because we talked about the taboo around the subject and how it was created by religion, and the fact that religion is still very powerful in our societies, and that if people are ashamed of period is because of religion and because of all these beliefs that we keep from this area of history. And we talked also with a woman who is director of a brand of tampon, of Nana France, who told us that everything was perfect in the brand and that there is no bad products in it. And then we met Gaëlle, who told us about all the bad stuff that was in tampons and period products. And yeah, it was interesting.
So people can actually access your film on YouTube?
Yeah, it's free on YouTube. At the beginning, we wanted to sell it because we met a lot of producers. But the idea was to share it with the most people possible. And it worked very well, actually, so we are proud. We are almost reaching the million views, so it's kind of a good thing, yeah.
Miriam, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
And best of luck for the rest of the festival.
Thank you.
And now I'm talking with Gaëlle, who is the distributor of these new style tampons. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's tampon and pads from Natracare. It's a British brand, and I sell them in a box. The women can have them every month in their mailbox. When I sell a box, I give one for women in the streets. So it's a new concept.
And what kind of response are you getting at the Vieille Charrue?
It's great. Yeah. We are here to liberate la parole.
Because it's a subject which is difficult for some people to talk about.
Yeah, it's a bit taboo.
And here it's very, very obvious. You have a big stand, lots of colours, and it just says, change the rules.
Changer les règles.
Changer les règles, because règle is actually the name in French for a period.
I asked Vieille Charrue 4 months ago, what if we had a stand like that? Yeah, maybe. And then we are here.
The product itself is a bit dangerous, isn't it? There are lots of toxic substances in a tampon.
Yeah.
But it's not just that, which is it's a pollution problem.
Yes, it's a very big problem for the health, because every year 45 billion of pads are thrown away, and if you put them one on top, it's distance between Earth and Moon every year. With toxics, with plastics, with... It's not biodegradable. It's about 500 years to be biodegradable. And our products are 100% biodegradable.
It's not always within the reach of many women to be able to pay for their tampons.
Yeah.
Is this a big problem in France?
It's a big problem in France. We also know that 1.7 million of women in France who cannot every month buy tampons or pads. That's why I decided to give them a box.
And in the year that you've been operating,
yeah,
how many boxes have you been able to distribute?
Oh, in 2018, I gave 1,200 boxes to women in the street.
And whereabouts? Just in the capital, in Paris?
Yes, or? Because it's a French association, which is in Paris and in Lille, which give to women in the streets.
Okay, yeah. Well, Gail, thank you very much for telling us about
thank
your
you.
Product.